Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of microbiology of rashes, found under the microbiology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin by reviewing the bugs that cause rashes. Streptococcus pyogenes causes scarlet fever. The rash is an erythematous, sandpaper-like rash with numerous papules. It begins in the groin or axilla and moves to the trunk and extremities, and spares the palms and soles. Remember that the rash is followed by desquamation. Other symptoms include fever, sore throat, and nausea. Staphylococcus aureus may cause toxic shock syndrome. The rash is a sunburn-like, meaning diffuse and erythematous macular rash with desquamation on the palms and soles. It starts on the trunk and neck and moves to the extremities. Other symptoms include high fever and severe systemic illness. Rickettsia rickettsii causes Rocky Mountain spotted fever. This is a blanching, erythematous macular rash that then becomes petechial. It starts at the wrists and ankles and moves to the trunk. The rash then appears in later stage disease on the palms and soles. There may also be fever and a headache. Treponema pallidum causes secondary syphilis. This causes a copper-colored maculopapular rash, including the palms and soles. It is a diffuse rash, and there may also be condyloma lata, patchy alopecia, constitutional symptoms, and lymphadenopathy. Borrelia burgdorferi causes Lyme disease. This causes an erythema chronica migrans, which is an expanding target-shaped red rash. There may also be flu-like symptoms. Coxsackie virus type A causes hand, foot, and mouth disease. This causes a vesicular rash that is on the palms and soles only. There may also be ulcers in the mouth. Rubella virus causes German measles, or rubella. This causes a maculopapular rash. It begins on the head and moves to the body, and it typically lasts 3 days. There may also be postauricular lymphadenopathy and congenital rubella in fetuses. Rubeola virus causes measles. This causes a maculopapular rash that starts at the head and then moves to the entire body. It becomes confluent as it spreads downward. There may also be cough, coryza, and conjunctivitis, as well as coplex spots. Mumps virus causes mumps, which typically does not have a rash, but may include peritonitis and orchitis. Varicella zoster virus may cause chickenpox, which causes an asynchronous rash. It starts on the trunk and moves to the face and extremities. There will also be fever, pharyngitis, and malaise. Human herpes virus 6 causes roseola infantum. This causes a blanching, maculopapular rash which occurs after the fever. It starts on the neck and trunk, and then moves to the face and extremities. Remember that there is a high fever followed by the rash, which is separated temporally, and it typically affects infants. Parvovirus B19 causes erythema infectiosum, which is also called a slap cheek disease. It starts on the face and moves to the body, and remember that Hydrops fatalis may also occur in pregnant women. And finally, other possible causes of palm and sole rashes include graft versus host disease, contact dermatitis, endocarditis, Kawasaki's disease, rubella, Neisseria meningitidis with disseminated meningococcemia, parvovirus B19 with a papular purpuric glove and sock syndrome, scabies, toxic shock syndrome, Stevens-Johnson syndrome, and toxic epidermal necrolysis, staphylococcal scalded skin syndrome, and tinea corporis. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to microbiology of rashes, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 9-year-old male presents to your office with an indurated rash on his face. You diagnose erythema infectiosum. Which of the following is characteristic of the virus causing this patient's disease? And the answer choices are: Choice 1. Enveloped virus with double-stranded DNA. Choice 2, enveloped virus with single-stranded DNA. Choice 3, enveloped virus with single-stranded RNA. Choice 4, non-enveloped virus with double-stranded DNA. Or choice 5, non-enveloped virus with single-stranded DNA. The best answer to this question is choice 5. Non-enveloped virus with single-stranded DNA. Erythema infectiosum is caused by parvovirus B19, a non-enveloped, single-stranded DNA virus. Erythema infectiosum is a slapped face rash that most commonly presents in children aged 4 to 12 with fever and flu-like symptoms. It has a 7 to 10-day incubation period. Infected adults may also present with arthralgias. Parvovirus B19 can result in aplastic crisis in sickle cell patients and hydrops fatalis in pregnant women, and thus is important to recognize early. Parvoviruses are the only single-stranded DNA viruses tested on the USMLE. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Enveloped viruses with double-stranded DNA include herpes, hepatitis, and pox viruses. Choice 2. No viruses tested on the USMLE are enveloped with single-stranded DNA. Choice 3. Most RNA viruses tested on the USMLE are single-stranded and enveloped. Exceptions include rhinoviruses and Picorna and Calici viruses. Choice 4. Non-enveloped viruses with double-stranded DNA include adeno and papova viruses. That's all for this review about microbiology of rashes. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.